Blog Talk Radio.
Ese que trae muchas ganas de darme pa' abajo, que me di la cara. Yo como quiera lo atiendo, como quiera le entro y no traigo manada. Yo solito le hago frente y atoro a la gente que manda al contrario. Se me está haciendo costumbre matar dos o tres de los que matan diario. Este día no lo recibo porque a domicilio seré una consulta. No quiero tantos pacientes porque mucha gente se muere sin culpa.
Bien, dicen que de negocios siempre son los socios los que te traicionan. True Talk Radio, episode 133, hitting them one time with the old school, the todo encartado, Eddie Camacho. You already know what it is, all boxing all the time, as the boxing world turns, right back at y'all, following last week and the previous week, getting back in the groove of it, solo dolo, all boxing all the time, man, how to keep it going, man, how to keep the momentum going as the big one looms ahead. Canelo versus Jacobs. 10 days away from today. I'm looking forward to that, to the Boxing Expo, to the Fight Week going down out there in Las Vegas, T-Mobile Arena. I'll see all the boxing heads out there with Locked and Loaded, Fort Worth, Texas. True boxing heads making the trip out there. Hopefully I'll catch up with all the homies. Hey, man, we're just going to talk this boxing. We're going to dive right into it, man. I'm going to try to make it a quick show, as we've been doing. Kind of like the format, kind of like what I'm doing. As we progress, going to get back to what we used to do, get some guests on. I actually got a little plan as far as doing that at a hotel, at a restaurant, but negotiations are in play and getting the right equipment to be able to do a live show like that. But for now, we're just going to keep it moving. True Talk Radio, episode 133, diving right into it, man. Locked and Loaded from Ontario, California. As I gave the man his props last week, I'll continue to give the man his props. Mr. Ken Thompson of Thompson Boxing, Eric Herruarte, gets the win out there in the main event against Jose Estrella. Eric Herruarte looked good. I was able to watch the fight live. He looked explosive. He got the win, and he's in line, man. Puro Durango representing Durango. He's in play for possibly getting a big fight. I mentioned how, you know, he was in play for possibly getting a fight against Oscar Valdez. Doesn't look like that's going to happen, but doesn't change the fact that, you know, he's winning and he's looking impressive and, you know, he's in play for big things. You know, shout out to Thompson Boxing, always doing big things out there. Luis Lopez got the unanimous decision win over Daniel Perales. You also had Oscar Torres get the KO win over Thomas Hawkins. And Thompson Boxing just keeps on plugging away. 19 years in the game. I'm going to start that push for Mr. Ken Thompson to make it into the Boxing Hall of Fame, man. He deserves that recognition. He deserves those props, and I salute him. Shout out again to him, Pierre, Alex, everybody at Thompson Boxing, and shout out to the OG, Mr. Carlos Rivera, out there putting it down. OG always holding it down for the True Team. But as I said last week too, man, we've been down with Thompson Boxing since the beginning, man. It's been years now, and loyal to them, man, because it's like I said, I can keep. It's like beating the drum, man. It's not just about the big fight. It's about those club shows. It's about those local shows. And as I mentioned to y'all last week, you know, Thompson Boxing is the elite of these club shows. They're right up there with Roy Ekebert out there in Orange County, Fight Club, OC. You know, those guys out there in Southern California, hotbed, but they don't get enough props as they do. You know, Roy Ekebert, smart, strategic. Every show is on Thursday. They got a few shows on Friday. They got season passes. They already have their shows planned out for the year. Same thing for Thompson Boxing, except some Fridays. Boxing is a business. You don't play boxing. And boxing, you got to have a real mind for it, man, because it's not for everybody. The survivors, you know, survival of the fittest, man. Only the strong survive. Speaking of only the strong survive, man, I'm going to dive right into it from Saturday's show. We had the heavyweights in action. David Allen pulls the upset and stops Lucas Brown out there in London in the third round. Sets himself up, man. Sets himself up for big fights. I think I read that he wants to call out David Price. He's out there. He's got a KO win. Kind of came out from nowhere. Lucas Brown had the more decorated record. But David Allen goes out there and KOs Lucas Brown. And in the thick of things, the heavyweight division, you know, it's wide open going on in the heavyweight division. Nobody's standing out as of now. David Allen knocks on the door, gets the opportunity, knocks that bitch down when KO Lucas Brown says, "Hey, I'm here." Listen, raises his hand, say, "I'm ready." In the undercard, Derek Cesora, a.k.a. War, he got the unanimous decision win over Sanad Gassi. On the undercard, you had some prospects that remain undefeated. You got Josh Kelly, who remains undefeated, proves the 9-0 with the unanimous decision win. Connor Benn improves the 14-0. Couple of guys to watch out for. I think those two guys are going to carry the weight in the future. Those are the kind of guys that you got to peep out for. From the Dignity Health Sports Park out there in Carson, California, previously the StubHub, a great, great spot for boxing in Southern California, the Mecca for Wars. There's always the fights going on. It's a great venue, great setup, as I mentioned last time, and I always mention one of my favorite spots to attend a fight. Boxing heads, if you can, go ahead and put that on your boxing bucket list. Go to the fight, tailgate, have a great time at the Dignity Health Sports Park. Enjoy it. LA Galaxy play out there. It's like a tennis venue. Every seat is dope. It's like an amphitheater in the sense that everything is kind of pointed down, so you get to enjoy. So even if you're at the top, you know, you get a great ass view, great vibes, LA vibes. Shout out to LA, shout out to Southern California, always representing. On the card, man, you had Andy Ruiz, who made his PBC debut. He stopped Alexander Dimitrenko, who looked like he wanted no parts of it, man. He was pretty much just waiting on Andy Ruiz to unload, who was looking fast, who looked good, but still got touched, man. After you see his face, he was a little marked up. That was interesting to see that, you know, he still got touched a little bit. But nonetheless, man, Andy Ruiz looked good. Congratulations to him, Coach Manny, Estrellita, the whole team, Andy Ruiz, trying to get that Snickers promotion, trying to get that Snicker plug, you know, afterwards saying that, hey, man, I got to have my Snicker. And even he did a couple of interviews, and he did it with Fox Sports where he kept on talking about the Snicker and busted out, saying that his dad always gave it to him, said maybe that's why I'm chubby. Hey, but the chubby guy, man, gets the win, sets himself up. He's the prime candidate right now to be fighting Anthony Joshua on June 1st and for a big payday, you know. Smart of him to throw his name in the hat, saying, fuck it, I just got off a fight, you know, relatively unscathed. You know, I went in there, I went to work. You know, I'll continue to work, build off one camp, go into another fight. And, you know, one thing about Andy Ruiz and a lot of these fighters, man, they ain't scared. People can say what they want to say, but these guys, man, you know, they get paid to fight. You know, I doubt homie's scared, and he definitely ain't scared. He definitely ain't going to be scared of that paycheck. You know, you heard about Ruiz Ortiz turning down $5 million. I'm sure Mr. Andy Ruiz, was the destroyer, will say, I'll take that $5 million. Brandon Figueroa, little brother of Omar Figueroa, the heartbreaker, gets the WBA title, gets the interim title. You know, congratulations to him, Westlaco, Texas. Brandon Figueroa, man, heartbreaker. You know, he gets the win, gets the interim belt, you know, throws his name in the hat. Shout out to him and his father, Team Figueroa. You know, doing big things and looking like, you know, the Figueroa brothers, doing that, those brother tandems of brothers doing great things in the sport of boxing. Salute to those guys. In the main event, you had Danny Garcia, who was calling out Adrian Granada before the fight, calling him a little bitch, saying, welcome to the big leagues. We even posted a video of Adrian Granada on Two Boxing Heads Instagram where he responded saying, nah, man, I ain't no little bitch. You know, I'm from Chicago. We don't play that shit. If I would have heard that, I would smack them. Unfortunately, that didn't happen, man. What did end up happening is that, shit, man, Adrian Granados got smacked. He got smacked around, but shit, there's no shame in that. You know, he went against a former champion, a multi-champion, divisional champion, a champion at 140, 147. Danny Garcia is a legit fighter, man. He proved that he has power, was rocking him with one shots, dropped him a few times, dropped him a total of four times, I believe. Eventually, the referee jumped in there and stopped the fight. Just like when it looked like Adrian Granada was mounting a comeback, but there was no way he was going to be able to, you know, bounce back, in my opinion, because he doesn't have that KO power. Remember, in my opinion, Adrian Granada is more game, more fit at 140. He's a game fighter, period. He's made, let it be known, I'll fight anybody between 140, 147. But this fight just showed why maybe let's go back to 140, man. Let's go down and fight guys our size. I'm not saying that, you know, Danny Garcia is this big, big, bad wolf, but he's elite, man. He's an elite fighter fighting an elite level, and he showed that. You know, there's literally levels of that. I think this is the third week in a row where I talk about levels, right? Errol Spence versus Mikey Garcia, levels and weight. Lomachenko versus Krolla, levels, you know. This week, levels and weight, man, where, like, you know, you can overcome a lot of things. You can't teach hard, skill, what have you, but Danny Garcia and his dad had it down, and I got to give them props. You know, they talked that walk, and they got a big, big win, and they showed out. You know, they got a big win. So salute to Danny Garcia, who throws his name back in the hat in the 147-pound division. After the stoppage win, he jumps on the rope, says, "I'm back." Well, you did that, man, and we'll see what's next, you know. You never know. Maybe the winner of Spence versus Porter, some type of unification, maybe the Thurman rematch. Not sure where Danny Garcia goes from here, but what I do know is that he keeps going up, you know, and he's back in the mix, and he got a good win. He looked great on TV, and he did what he said he was going to do. So props to them. Again, big winners, Andy Ruiz, who gets a possible fight against Anthony Joshua, Brandon Figueroa gets a WBA strap, and obviously Danny Garcia, who throws his name back in the mix at 147 pounds in a deep welterweight division, and he signed the PBC, who has a lot of those top names in the welterweight division. The big card, the big fight from New York, these Vagabond Blues. I suck at singing, but I don't give a shit because it's real, right? Undercard, man, from the pay-per-view, the big one was Carlos Adames. He got the stoppage over the Brooklyn Rocky. Unfortunately, Frank Galarza, who was once a rising name in the sport of boxing, was throwing himself his name in the mix with big wins and, you know, good fun TV fights. You know, he was looking good. Carlos Adames, who looks to become the face of the Dominican Republic, stops the Brooklyn Rocky, who I'm not sure where he goes from here, man. He's a good dude. I wish him all the best. But boxing is a tough sport, man. Again, man, you just look at people and the directions that they can go, and anything could happen, man. You just never know. I mean, shit, man. Like I said, man, Frank Galarza was a rising, you know, fighter at one point. I remember him being signed to the develop promotions, and they were pumping him along and, you know, pump the brakes on all that, man. He gets stopped by TKO in the fourth round by Carlos Adame. He lost to Ishae Smith. He lost to Jerry Herb. But prior to that, man, he was on the fast track. I think in 2014 when he got that devastating knockout over John Thompson. He got a few wins after that. He was building a good little, you know, he was building a good resume for himself. Then he suffered back-to-back defeats. And, you know, he was on a three-fight winning streak. But, you know, all that came to an end is that he got stopped by Carlos Adames, who improves to 17-0 with his 14th KO. Man, he's only 14 years old. And at this point, I think the 24-year-old Carlos Adames is a little bit more on the fast track up, as my man Frank Galarza is 33 years old. But nothing to, you know, to hang your hat about. Notorious, a.k.a. Brooklyn Rockley, hold your head high, man, and salute to you. Much respect to you. Definitely always going to be a true boxing head, always going to be an alum, and always going to be one of my favorites, man. I salute you and I respect you. In the undercard, Felix Verdejo got the decision win over Brian Vasquez. Felix Verdejo gets the win. Didn't really look sensational. Didn't get that sensational knockout that, you know, maybe Top Rank and the brass were looking for him to get. But he's back on the track. You know, he's back to where he needs to be as far as he should have already been a champion, but that didn't come to fruition. But you get your 25th win. You're 25-1. Your two fights removed now, two wins removed from your, you know, upset loss to Torres. And, you know, your first fight of the year, and now you're in place. You know, you're in the thick of things. You're in the lightweight division, a lot of matchups up there, a few lightweight fighters that he can fight, even on Top Rank side. You know, he gets the unanimous decision win against Brian Vasquez. As I mentioned, you know, former champion from Costa Rica, you know, WBA champion. But Brian, you know, Felix Verdejo, Diamante, you know, was once supposed to be the next great fighter, supposed to be the next Tito Trinidad. He gets the win, so good luck for him. You know, congratulations to him. Shakur Stevenson, and was supposed to be the toughest fight of his career. He gets the unanimous decision win over Christopher Pitbull Diaz, Pretty much a shutout, man. 100 to 90, 99 to 91, 98, 92. Shakur Stevenson gets the win, lives on to fight another day. I agree with Tim Bradley when he says, you know, I think Shakur Stevenson is the better fighter all around with the better skill set, but I think Teofimo Lopez is the more explosive fighter made for TV, and I agree with that. And I think Teofimo Lopez stole the show once again as he gets the KO win. You know, shout out to him and his dad, man. They called it right before. He said, hey, you called it. It was going to happen. And he called it, and he goes out there, and he gets that KO win in the fifth round, body shot. And, you know, he does it again, you know, and he improves to, you know, 13-0 and gets his 11th KO, and he's still calling out Lomachenko, and the takeover continues. I think that was a very brilliant performance by them. And I think it was a brilliant performance by Terrence Crawford. I'm going to go ahead and just keep it there on the Teofimo Lopez because I can keep going on and on. But more importantly was Terrence Crawford. You know, he legitimized himself. I said last week I thought Amir Khan was a legit test. That proved that it wasn't the case. Was he legit as far as skills? Yeah, you know, going into the fight. But there was levels again. You know, there was clear levels that Terrence Crawford was just a better fighter. Drops Amir Khan in the first round. Looked like it was going to be over early. They go the rounds. You know, unfortunately, that low blow happened, and the fight stopped. You know, it looks like he was looking for a way out. You know, I hate to say it. A lot of people saying he quit. You know, even Virgil Hunter said after the fight, hey, I asked him if he continued. He said he couldn't. You know, Terrence Crawford gets the win. The big thing after that is everybody's talking about the big fight, you know, him and Spence, you know, him and Bob Arum and Terrence Crawford, even BOMAC were saying, we want Spence, you know, Bob Arum saying we'll do 50-50. In a nutshell, the winners of that night was Carlos Adames, Teofimo Lopez, and Terrence Crawford. Terrence Crawford did nothing but etched his spot a little bit more, saying, here I am, you know, still waving his flag, still saying, hey, I want Errol Spence, and that's the fight everybody's talking about, and I hope it happens. You know what I mean? He did what he was supposed to. Unfortunately, Amir Khan didn't. I think Amir Khan is delusional when he says people still want to see him fight, the likes of Keith Thurman and stuff. I think the only person we want to see him fight is Kell Brook, and that's it, man, and then bow down to the, you know, to into the sunset. I think Teddy Atlas said it best, man. He's a good for himself. You know, he puts himself in big fights, and he's getting paydays, whether it's Canelo or Terrence Crawford, and that's the thing that we take away from that. Amir Khan, I think your days are done. I mean, you did good. I'm not saying you're a bum or nothing like that, man, but just, you know, your chin is one thing, and then I think you got a lot of slack for you know, quitting. You know, I give you a pass because you save face, you know. You know, some people say he got hit on the leg and stuff. I mean, I can't tell, but it looked like he was hurt. But we knew it was coming. You know, he said, fuck this, I ain't getting knocked out. I'm just going to say right here, I'm good. You know, and he gave that nod to Virgil Hunter, who, you know, saved face for him and called the fight quits. And we're going to move along, man. For this week, you got the UFC Fight Pass. Roy Jones, keep doing their thing. Conor Coyle takes on Robert Burrell. That's going down. Conor Coyle makes his Roy Jones debut. It'll be the first time he's in the main event. You know, Conor Coyle, man, has been a deep amateur background representing Ireland. He's moving up, looking to stay undefeated. He's got his eyes against Jay Quigley. If he can get this win, you know, that'd be a mega fight for those guys, you know, both being from Ireland. That's a fight that you can watch tomorrow. UFC Fight Pass that's going down in Las Vegas. Also going down tomorrow from Indio, California, you got Steve Claggett versus UFC Jr. And then you got the rematch of Oscar Negrete versus Joshua Franco too. The first fight was an excellent matchup. I look forward to this matchup. The rematch, I honestly feel that Oscar Negrete versus Joshua Franco 2 should be the main event. That's the fight that we'll all be tuning into. You can watch it live on RingTV.com or Golden Boy Facebook. On the card, you got Alex Rocha. You got Marlene Esparza coming back. And then you got Mike, yes indeed, Reed, who used to be with Top Rank. He's going to be fighting on that card. So that's a little interesting matchup for sure if he's actually making the, you know, the turnover to Golden Boy, if he's just, you know, one fight type deal, because they do that sometimes when people get off a promotional company and look to go independent round, fight once or two times and try to get back into the thick of things. And that could be the case for Mike, yes indeed, Reed. Again, the big fight to look out for, Oscar Negrete versus Joshua Franco. The first fight was excellent. That was on ESPN. And tomorrow you can watch it on Golden Boy Facebook, RingTV.com. Friday, you got another rematch going down. Juan Francisco Gallo Estrada, WBC title against Sun Rungusaf. I can't pronounce his name. The homie Montano needs to be able to say his name, but I can't say it. But it is what it is, man. It's Gallo Estrada, WBC title going down from the Forum out there in Inglewood. It's a great card, an excellent card. You got Daniel Roman, Babyface Assanian taking on TJ Dunne in a WBA IBF title unification. That fight and the main event are a hell of a fight. Great fights. Juan Francisco Gallo Estrada against Rungavisai. You know, obviously we talked about him going from nothing, from being homeless, from picking up trash to becoming a WBC champion, making his money. Well, the first fight was an excellent fight. This fight should be just as good. Same thing with Daniel Roman versus TJ Dunne. You know, these guys are evenly matched. They're both champions, putting their belts, respective belts on the line, WBA and IBF title. That's a great fight to look forward to. Also a great fight to look forward to. You got Jesse Vargas versus Humberto Soto. Humberto Soto looking impressive as hell in his last fight out when he took out Brandon Rios, looked explosive, looked like he hasn't missed a beat, and that's going down. From Philly, you got Malik Hawkins versus Fabian Layoff. That's going down. And then on Saturday, the big ones, you got Progray versus Ralaki for the WBA title. That's going down in Lafayette, Louisiana. Regis Progray finally gets a shot at the title. You know, obviously he got his eyes on the WBC and unifying. But first things first, he's got to get to Ralaki for the WBA title. World Boxing Super Series, Regis Progray. Obviously, two boxer head, two talk radio alum. Great fight. I'm interested to see this fight. It's going to be going down on the Zone. And on the undercard, you got Nonito Donaire, who's now going to be taking on Stephen Young. Zite, the WBO champion, is out due to a shoulder injury, I believe. Last minute, unfortunately, he fell out. But Stephen Young, who's a legitimate foe, steps right up, says, hey, I'll take this fight. And as we talked about before, man, you know, a lot of these guys would love the opportunity to fight for titles. And I believe that's the case in this situation where Stephen Young says, hey, fuck it, I'll step up. And, you know, he's going to be fighting for the WBA bantamweight title. Again, that goes down from Lafayette, Louisiana. And you can watch the fight on the Zone. But Regis Progray versus Radke for the WBA title, 140-pound division, a deep division. That's the main event. Again, you can watch it on the Zone. From the Showtime, you got Robert Easters taking on Francis Bartholomew for the vacant WBA regular title. I'm not going to get into that because I don't have enough time. But that's an interesting matchup because it's an even matchup. You know, Robert Easter, Rantis Bartholomew, both guys have been champions, and here they are being thrown in there to fight for, a real title. But obviously WBA has all those titles, the regular, interim, and super title. But they're going to be going down, and they're going to be the main event on Showtime. So, you know, we get our boxing fix. We get to watch some boxing, and I'll definitely be watching Rantis Bartholomew versus Robert Easter in the Progray fight. On the Zone, so I'm going to be locked in like that. In the co-main event, you got Victor Postol, former WBC champion, taking on Muhammad Minone for the WBC junior welterweight eliminator. So the winner of this gets a shot at the 140-pound title, who is currently held by, Ramirez. We'll see what happens with that. And, those are some fights going on this weekend as the boxing world turns. I talked about it last week. Gerald Miller tested positive for a banned substance, GW1516, when he popped positive for two more tests, EPO and human growth hormone. I think he's done. He owned it afterwards, said, hey, man, I apologize. I made a mistake. While I give him props for that, you know, it's an L. You got to hold that L. And I'm going to let the boxing masses speak for that, man, because, you know, three times, three results, and just those type of tests, it's a dumb move, and it's a death blow, in my opinion. Speaking of death blow, Greg Cohen, man, getting sued by the homie, Samuel Clarkson, not paying his fighters, getting sued for $50,000, hasn't paid him for the fight that when he fought Bivol, put his life on the line, fought a destructive fighter in Dimitri Bivol, and hasn't even been paid. And now I'm getting word that this is not the first time Greg Cohen has been sued. I'm getting word from other promoters saying that, why would they even sign to this douchebag? When you start hearing words like that from other promoters, that's mud being sworn. It's not a good look. It's a bad look for Greg Cohen, and I'll say this before. I try to support everybody in the sport of boxing because boxing is a tough sport to make it in. But to hear that is a little bit crippling. It's bad news for me, and like I said, death blow in my opinion. Speaking of Death Blow, I think Abel Sanchez got a mini Death Blow when Triple G announced that he won't be no longer working with Abel Sanchez. He put out a statement saying that he won't be working with him no more, and I will read it. I think his exact words were, "I would like to announce that I have made a major decision for myself and for my career. I want to build what I have already achieved and continue to better myself. Therefore, I will not be training with Abel Sanchez. This was not an easy decision for me, and it's not a reflection on Abel's professional abilities. He's a great trainer, a loyal trainer, and a Hall of Fame trainer. I will be announcing my new trainer at a later date, but today I want to thank Abel for the lessons he has taught me in boxing." Triple G, who announced and went on tour with Steve Rose. You can watch some of those videos on True Boxing Heads YouTube. Obviously, that fight's announced. He'll be fighting January 8th. Speaking of fights announced, you got Ruben Villa taking on Juan Luis Alberto Lopez. Showbox main event, May 10th. On the undercard, you got Michael Dutch over in the co-main event taking on undefeated fighter Myron Mascarenhas Jr. And then you got Saul, the quiet assassin Sanchez, taking on Leon Benitez. That's going on Thompson Boxing, as I mentioned earlier today, at the Mo Omega Products International International Plaza in Corona, California. Omega Products International. It's a nice venue out there. They've had several fights out there. ESPN Friday Night Fights made the trip out there before. Speaking of trips, Canelo versus Jacob looms. The new co-main event is Virgil Ortiz versus Mauricio Herrera. That's been bumped up to the co-main event. John Ryder, who was set to take on David Lemieux but pulled out due to hand injury, will remain on the card. He'll be taking on Bilal Akwa. That's going down. Right now you can go to YouTube and you can watch 40 Days Out, 40 Days Out Now, Canelo versus Jacob. Amir Aman is suing Don King and manager Roosevelt Stacy McKinley for breach of contract and seeking an immediate release from the contract and a cool $500,000 plus punitive damage. That's not a good look, man. Don King, look like Greg Cohen getting sued. You know, last thing I think these promoters want to do is get sued. But shit, man, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And as we know, man, if fighters ain't getting paid, that's not a good look. And, you know, my heart goes out to my boy Sam Clarkson. I hope he gets his money. I hope he gets paid. One shot, one kill. True Boxing Heads, True Talk Radio, episode 133. Shout out to everyone who supports. Shout out to everyone who listens in. Doing this, you know, from the heart. One take. No editor, no producer. Been trying to watch my cursing a little bit, trying to improve you for you guys, man. Always trying to get better. And here we are, man, just locked in, just doing what we love to do. Boxing, as I mentioned to you before, you can always watch us or follow us, I should say, on all social media. True Boxing Heads on Instagram, True Boxing Heads on Twitter, True Boxing Heads on Facebook, True Boxing Heads on YouTube, shit, True Boxing Head on Pinterest, man. Shout out to everybody who supports. Don't forget to use the hashtag True Boxing Heads with a Z. Keeping it funky for you, and True Talk Radio. Salute to everybody again who tunes in, supports, and as we loom ahead, man, locked in for Canelo versus Jacobs. Look forward to covering this fight from this weekend, and it don't stop and it won't stop, man. I'm trying to think if I got any more shout-outs. Oh, man, shout-out to Miss Stacey Verbeek, who supports, man. She kind of been pushing me to do something. She actually wants the homie Joe Rome to get behind the scenes or in front of the camera with me. But we're working on a few things, man. We're working on a few things, and we're gonna keep plugging away, man. More importantly, it's about the sport of boxing. You know, whether you know who I am or not, you definitely know what True Boxing Heads is. I know a lot of you know my voice and stuff, and some of y'all that know me, y'all know me, y'all see me. But nonetheless, man, it won't stop and it don't stop. True Boxing Heads, True Talk Radio. Looking forward to these fights for this upcoming week. The Prograis fight, Robert Easter versus Rancis Bartholomew. The fights from Golden Boy, the Negrete versus Franco rematch. The DAZN fights, and also on UFC Fight Pass. We'll be tuning in next week as Canelo Jacobs looms next week. We out, baby. True Boxing Heads, True Talk Radio, episode 133. Always supporting, always true. Y'all already know what it is. True Talk Radio, baby, true. We'll see if it'll let me do this one time. Hey.
Ese que trae muchas ganas de darme pa' abajo, que me dé la cara. Yo como quiera lo atiendo, como quiera le entro y no traigo más nada. Yo solito le hago frente y atoro a la gente que manda al contrario. Se me está haciendo costumbre matar dos o tres de los que matan diario. Este día no lo recibo porque a domicilio seré una consulta. No quiero tantos pacientes porque mucha gente se muere sin culpa. Bien dicen que en el negocio siempre son los socios que te traicionan. Cuando sale muy buen queso que vale alto precio y la vaca